Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. While in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Pastor Brock and Alyssa Meyer created video messages for our church family. You can find the video versions of these messages on our YouTube channel.
Good morning, church.
We miss you. We miss our church family so much. Here we are. We're standing in the sanctuary of Fairmount Friends, and the place is empty. Oh, we're missing you. How desperately we wish that this place was packed so that we could be with our church family.
I know it. I usually sit right here at the piano and we're singing and worshiping together, and how I long for the day when we get a chance to do that again.
No doubt, the first time that we get back together is going to be like a massive family reunion. Lots of hugs, lots of high fives, just lots of physical engagement, because we've missed that for so long. I want to let you know that during this time of the coronavirus, just kind of the posture of our spirit on how we go about this and how America is going through this right now. We have a mindset that ought to be a mindset from the kingdom of heaven, that while whatever we go through here on the earth, we are concerned, but we don't live in fear. And there's a big difference between the internal atmosphere of what goes on inside of us. While we approach things with a ton of seriousness and concern, it doesn't rattle the inner man. The inner man is locked in. It is sure. It is confident. It's steadfast, and it stands firm, our hope in the Lord. And so no matter what you're going through, we want to let you know that we are concerned. And this isn't just a positive, hopeful, blind, optimistic message. If there are serious hurts and pains out there, things that we're wrestling through, maybe financially, perhaps hours at your job have been pulled back, or maybe even just having some sickness going on in the family. Perhaps the isolation and the loneliness, because we can't all be together, is kind of messing up the inside. We're concerned, and please reach out to the church, call us, and you can reach out on our website. Also, our at our church office line, 765-948-4758. And please reach out. We've got myself and Pastor Andrew that would love to try to connect as much as we can, even in the midst of the restrictions, to try to meet the needs of our spiritual family. Today we want to talk to you about how do we wrestle through this thing whenever there's turmoil all around us, and yet we stay in a place of joy, of peace, of confidence, knowing that God is good and that He's faithful through it all. Alyssa's going to share a story that kind of helped us wrestle through some of these things. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we were new parents. I just gave birth to our firstborn, Judah, and we had him home in our home with no nurses, no staff. It was just us to raise this baby. And my mom had been visiting, and I hear her cry out from the other room, "Alyssa, Judah isn't breathing. I think he's choking." And I come running into the room and I take him, and I do see that he is choking and he's even turning blue. And I did everything I need to do after working at a children's hospital, and I flipped him over and I'm, you know, pounding him on his back, and I bring him back over and I sweep his mouth and I do feel the mucus coming up and do it again. And finally, finally, I hear that, just that cry, and it was music to my ears that my son was alive and breathing. And so that night, where do you think he slept? Right here on my chest, where I could feel him take every breath, that life was being in his lungs. And that night was really rough for me, because I thought, if I fall asleep, What if I don't hear him choking? What if I am not there to save him? And I just felt helpless. And so I just wanted him right here. And it was a rough night. I didn't really sleep. And Brock and I had a good conversation the next day. And it was about, am I going to go night after night after night with not sleeping to make sure my son is breathing? That's no way to live. And I don't think I could keep that up very long anyway. And we decided then and there that we are going to choose to give our most precious things to the Lord, that He is in control of our lives, and that we trust Him more than ourselves, more than anything that else that could happen. And the Lord, He says, seek wisdom, seek knowledge, make good choices, but the best choice that we could ever make, the wisest choice that we could ever make, is to wholeheartedly trust in the Lord.
In Daniel chapter 3, we see the turbulent times of what's going on. And King Nebuchadnezzar had come in and was creating all these other gods and images and had told all the people that you now have to bow down to these images. There were three guys that thought differently: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three guys, they pushed back and they put up a fight against this ideology and said, we're not going to worship. We're not going to bow down. We're going to see to it that our God will see us through. We worship the one and true God. And the King Nebuchadnezzar, he said that he's going to throw these three guys into this fiery furnace. And the line that we see in Daniel chapter 3, he says, what God will be able to save you from this? Man, that's a pretty audacious, blasphemous, and cocky king, isn't it? He's so powerful. What God could ever overcome the tribulation that you're going through? And these guys, they refused to bow. And so they created this furnace, and the king said, crank it up 7 times hotter. What we're going through today with the coronavirus, we do not take lightly. But it is a virus. It's a sickness that we can treat, and we can be super smart about staying away from and being wise in how we go about that. For these guys, there was no, well, I'll just stay away from the fiery furnace. They were going in. They were going to be thrown into this furnace, and there was no wisdom move that was going to keep them safe from this. It was by faith. And I just, as I'm reading through that passage of scripture, I'm thinking, they must have had this crazy faith because God told them, I will deliver you. Right? Surely God was saying.
No.
God didn't say.
God didn't say.
God never said, I will deliver you from this fiery furnace. Instead, they just trusted that He would. They just had faith that God will come through. God will break through. God will have the final say in whatever goes on in my life. He is the author and He's the finisher. He's the one that's holding the pen. He's writing the story of my life. And I trust the ultimate storyteller that He's going to tell a good story. And I want to put my faith in that place more than any fiery furnace that might come our way. Eventually, the king looks in there and he says, we threw three guys into the furnace, but it appears that there's a fourth, and the fourth looks like the son of the gods. What is the son of God doing in the midst of the suffering? He shows up in the midst of the pain and the confusion and all of the trials that we go through. The son of God is in the midst of the fire. They pull Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out. And even just as the guards were getting close enough to the fire, they would burn up. They would die. They pulled these three men out. It says they didn't even smell like smoke. There was no remnant of the suffering left on them. God not only delivered them from, but healed them, washed them clean, and they were golden. Because of a place they put their faith. They didn't know for sure, but they had faith to believe that it would happen. Recently, Dave Ramsey, he was talking about during this time of trials, just control what you can control. Control the controllables. And while you might not be able to control a pandemic or COVID-19, something that you can control is the inputs that are coming into your ears. Mm-hmm. What's the input? What are the voices? You need to audit the voices that are coming into your head. You need to audit the TV stations and the news that you're listening to. What are the reports? Am I listening to God's report? Am I locked into his scriptures? Am I diving in daily and getting a hold of a good news of what he is going to do, the breakthroughs that he constantly has all throughout history, all throughout scripture? Am I going to sink my spirit into that place, just kind of rest and marinate in the truth of God's goodness throughout all of history, not just the last 2 weeks, through all of history, mm-hmm. how God stands with us when we suffer, and he brings us out on the other side. And to control the input, so who are the voices? What are those fear voices? And they need to be suffocated out of my voice, and we need to get a faith message much louder inside of our heads. We need to get the goodness of God, the sovereignty of God, and God's incredibly smart. Let's not be fooled. God is brilliant, mm-hmm. and God is awesome, and he's good, and he's faithful. And with an awesome, good, faithful, and incredibly smart God, we're in good hands. We're in really good hands. Dave Ramsey said the second controllable is your emotions. You need to control your emotions and to make sure that I have self-governance. I have self-control, that I'm not up and down and back and forth and just being tossed to and fro by every latest news report, but that I'm good. No matter what is going on around me, God is not in heaven biting his nails. He's not pacing back and forth, freaking out. He's not wringing his hands, wondering, oh my gosh, this thing just got too big even for me. What will any God be able to possibly do? As Nebuchadnezzar would say, we have a good God. So let's control our emotions. Let's stay rock solid in our faith. Let's not be moved back and forth and control the input that's coming inside of your ears. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, this is God talking, and he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. Even as the heavens are above the earth, so my thoughts and my ways are above yours. God is incredibly smart. And even as he delivered Judah, and we wanted to go to weird places emotionally, we wanted to get rattled, and no doubt the enemy wanted to sneak in every little hiccup, every little problem, every little issue. We want to hyperventilate. We want to freak out. And God said, I'm good. I'm the authority of peace. I'm the prince of peace. I come to give you a life that is full, fully alive in me. But the enemy has come that he would steal, kill, and to destroy. And he wants to steal your joy. He wants to destroy your hope. He wants to kill your destiny and your future. He wants to wipe you out. He's coming for your throat. And we've got to stay in places of peace, knowing that God is good and he's faithful, and I will not be moved. I'm going to leave you with three G's, the three G words that I think that are helpful and the three G's that will get us through this. Number one, guts. Two, grit. And three, grace. We've got to be tough. We've got to toughen up as the bride of Christ, knowing that our husband, right, Jesus, is good. And he is a warrior God who will get us through. And he wants his church, his body, to have some guts and some grit. And it's by his grace he will get us through. Church family, we cannot wait to be with you. Oh my gosh, we want to be with our church family so bad. But in the meantime, stay positive, stay faith-filled, trust in God, anchor yourself in his word, get into his presence like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They knew their God. They knew that he was faithful, and they banked their hope in him. And so you can only do that if you know your God. And so get into the presence, get around the presence of the Lord, and just kind of hang in that place. God, I just pray over our minds right now, God, that you would just just put the Spirit of the Lord upon us, that we would not operate out of a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a strong mind. Lord, we just pray over our church family today, that we just bless them. We love you guys. We're so thankful. And Lord, we cannot wait until we all get to worship again together. And it is going to be a glorious day. Yes. So stay strong, church family.
Yes.
We love you. We cannot wait to be with you. We'll see you all soon.
Mwah.
Bye.
Woo! Nailed that.
Nailed that business.
Should we do some outtakes?
Yeah. Dave Ramsey said...
I don't know. Dave. I have the giggles. Something about Dave Ramsey. I don't know.
Dave wants to
talk. Try again.
God.
I have tears.
Dave Ramsey said, just give me your money and I'll invest it. What did Dave?
Where Dave, are you going with that?
Dave said something.
Wait. Okay. How's my makeup?
Looks good. Okay. How's my hair? Why is that always so funny? I want to give you 3 G's. The first one, lots of gobstoppers.
Okay, what's the next one?
Did you just blow your nose?
What are the other G's?
Can you slide over?
I'm sorry.
I'm not even in camera.
Okay.
All right.
Wait. Okay.
In Daniel chapter 3, King Nebuchadnezzar is talking to Daniel, and he says, you will worship this God. And Daniel says, oh, you don't know? You better ask somebody!
Aren't you glad that I've looked this good every day since the quarantine? Hair done, makeup. I've looked in full hair and makeup every day since the quarantine because I want to look the best for my husband.
Usually, you wake up in your morning pajamas, and then you get ready for the day in your day pajamas. And then go to sleep in your nighttime pajamas. She does change clothes often.
Well, gotta keep it fresh.
The breath smells much better.
Thank you. I brushed today.
Stay here beside you. This has been nice. We've had to do social distancing mainly because of breath.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.